Numbers can be used to predict the market. But this weekend, numbers will be used to catch criminals.
You can tell us where the killer lives?
Yeah.
Numbers, the show USA Today calls a high-speed, high-tech mystery.
FBI!
Catch Numbers this weekend. Check your local listings.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at four exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek and Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
Finally, I figured out what it took a long, long time. Now there's a turnabout, maybe cause I'm trying. There's been times,
so come to you,
down my road,
but it leads you.
Just can't turn and walk away. It's hard to say what it is.
Well, everybody that cares about their segments and the show is in the studio right now. Let me just look around here. And so we got Ian and Tina and Dan and me and. Is Joe, is he in here? Is he hiding somewhere that I can't see him? Have you seen Joe Hipperson anywhere?
He's hard to hide, I would think, too.
He usually flies down from the
How are we supposed to know what to do?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't plan anything for this little block of time.
This is crazy.
Man, this is embarrassing.
What are we?
I thought you had Burke segments.
Apparently.
I do have some Burke segment stuff.
Wow.
We can do that. I can try
had
and
Had Joe been here today, he would have been brought to you.
I can give him a call and see.
He's probably down at the...
Yeah, but it's 4:15. His butt should be planted right here, ready to go.
There he is calling right there.
Oh, my goodness. This is embarrassing. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very sorry. Very, very sorry. Is he on the phone now? Is that who that's calling in? We don't know. I hear it while we're waiting for Joe. Is he here?
Is yes, it is.
And he's on the telephone.
Oh.
Gee, many Christmas
happened.
Try this again. Joe Hipperson, Hippon Entertainment, brought to you by the good folks at Oric. Oric, with seven locations around the St. Louis area to serve you. Oric.com is the website. And now let's find out where he was. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
So we had to stall waiting for you. Where are you?
Well, I was sitting patiently waiting, actually, for a phone call from you guys. I'm not sure if you're all living in the digital realm or this technologically savvy world that I live in, but if Ian could maybe check the text messages that he gets, maybe this wouldn't happen and we wouldn't all feel so embarrassed.
Oh. Do you have a text message from Hipperson, Mr. Pion?
I do not.
You do not?
What?
Let me look at my phone. I have no text messages.
Well,
either.
No kidding, you don't, Bill.
I don't either.
I swear, I sent one to Ian.
Anybody else have a text from Joe?
I don't have one.
No.
Oh, man, this is getting more and more
awkward.
The
last one I received from you, Joe, is from September 14th.
Oh, did you tell him on September 14th you weren't going to
Oh, no,
be
I was sending him one. As
oh.
A, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to have to strangle some Sprint employees. Not that I'm going to call out who does my cellular service, but maybe people at Sprint are going to hear some hip nonsense from me very soon because I could have sworn I sent a text to Ian that said, I'm going to need to be on the phone today, just giving you a heads up, have Dan call me.
You know, I've got Sprint, too. I'm going to send Pion a text message right now.
I just figured this is what you would do. You know what? I hope everyone that's got Ian's number right now that has Sprint as their wireless provider sends me a text and just blows up his phone right now.
Okay. Did you get my text, Pion?
I don't. I have AT&T.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Joe, why don't you go ahead and do your segment, and we'll check our
appreciate
phones.
That. All right. Look, for your weekend, there's a couple things to choose from. Of course, there are two movies at a theater near you opened as of today. A very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas. This is the third film now in the Harold and Kumar saga. A lot of people, some people didn't even know they made a second one. Yes, it's, here's the thing. If you've seen the first one, you don't really have to panic about missing out on part two. In fact, you really don't have to panic if you've never seen any of them. It's very cookie cutter, very paint by numbers, very raunchy, rude, crude comedy. The whole 3D aspect is more for the gross out effects than anything else. It's funny, but you will find yourself not laughing as much a day or two later when you can't really quote the moments that you really like. A good comedy has got quotable material, very few and far between in the Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas film. Christmas film, again, being released on November 4th, but okay. Tower Heist is the latest from Brett Ratner. Let me just say that Brett Ratner is a director. Before I go into Tower Heist, Brett Ratner is a complete fool. The guy is an idiot. He's a Nimrod, okay? Good As a Lord. Director, this guy is the one who was such a genius and decided to make a movie called Red Dragon, a prequel to Silence of the Lambs, in which Anthony Hopkins once again played Hannibal Lecter. When people came up to him and said, hey, look, Brett, you're the director of the film, tell you what, those Rush Hour films, hey, good job, buddy. Look, on this film, Anthony Hopkins is not as young as he used to be, and if you want this to be a prequel, he's going to have to look younger as Hannibal Lecter. We've got some great green makeup that the computers can then, you know, de-age him with. Brett Ratner said, no, people are going to buy it. They don't care if he looks 20 years older than he did in Silence of the Lambs. The guy's a fool, okay? It pulls you out. It sucks. First off, Rush Hour, really? The Rush Hour comedies, Bill, you could direct those films. I'll give you a handy cam or a flip cam. You can do it on your phone. If you have Jackie Chan doing the choreography and Chris Tucker pretending to be funny, no one would screw up a Rush Hour film. Brett Ratner has no right being a film director, my two cents.
Wow.
Now, moving on to Tower Heist, the film that he has is being released this weekend. Yes, if you watch the previews, it appears that what they're trying to say, and I think they probably should just say it this way. If I had anything to do with the marketing of this film, I would say, Tower Heist, a new movie with Ben Stiller and Matthew Broderick where, check it out, kids, Eddie Murphy is funny again. If they would market it that way, more people would show up. I think people are looking at this film saying, I don't know, it's a heist movie, but it's a comedy. Is this like an Ocean's 11 movie kind of thing? Oh, Eddie Murphy, I wonder if he's funny. Yes, Eddie Murphy is funny again in the movie Tower Heist. Everyone else kind of tries, I think, a little bit too hard, knowing that Eddie Murphy's on his game. It's a pretty good film. It's, again, directed haphazardly because Brett Ratner's a moron. But in the end, it's okay. There is one weird thing about Tower Heist.
What's
and
that?
It seems to be... What, I'm sorry.
What's that?
Here's the weird thing, Tina. Thank you for asking. Now, Alan Alda is a decent actor, funny guy, mass TV show here and there. Betsy's Wedding, huge mistake. Molly Ringwald, just hideous. But Alan Alda has got, you know, a decent way of being a guy on film. The older he gets and the older Howard Stern get, if you blindfold yourself, I swear to God, you wouldn't know who was who.
By
look
or
voice, yeah.
No. What do you mean, Ian? Seriously, if you blindfold yourself, don't you hear where I'm going here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, voice.
Thank you.
We both missed the blindfold part, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say anything.
It's probably, you know what? You probably didn't hear me because the cell signal sucks because, well, Sprint closed. So there you go.
Wow.
It's very, very simple. You blindfold yourself and you listen to Howard Stern as he speaks now. And then you let somebody play you a clip of Alan Alda, maybe from the movie Tower Heist. If you were blindfolded, you would not be able to tell the difference. And I got to say, I find that to be kind of a comical thing. I think it's just kind of funny. In fact, if, again, I was a puppet master and charged people way more famous and important than I am, I would see if you could ever get Alan Alda on Stern's show just to start it and see if anybody could figure it out. I guarantee nobody would know it. That would be a goof of all goofs. That would probably be one of the greatest punks of all time in morning radio. Just my two cents, someone will steal that idea and never give me credit. Still think it's awesome. If you're in the mood for a laugh this weekend, George Lopez... is anybody in the studio find George Lopez?
I don't get George Lopez at all.
All right, well, then I shouldn't have prefaced it that way. How about if you really wish you could laugh but can't because of the performer, George Lopez will be at the Peabody Opera House on Saturday night. Get excited. Concerts tonight, Chicken Foot. I still say they are no good, but it's somebody's cup of tea somewhere. A lot of fans of the Red Rocker. Chicken Foot at the Pageant this evening. Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, will be playing at the Firebird. on Saturday, Bill Burr is over at the Pageant. The Firebird has Dr. Dog. And over at Lemons, we have Death of Yeti. On Sunday at the Family Arena, Hollywood Undead, combining rap and metal all together for everyone to say, boo. Serious. Come on. If you're a fan of Hollywood Undead, that's great. I cannot wait for you to find an identity. Therefore, you have integrity. In the meantime, it's just no good. Ben Folds, this is awesome, Sunday night. If you're going to see only one concert this weekend, man, Ben Folds is going to be at Powell Symphony Hall. This is Ben Folds, the man famous from Ben Folds 5, also famous for the brilliant album he did with William Shatner. But Ben Folds is a genius. He's got a show where he's playing with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra at Powell Symphony Hall, one night only, Sunday night. That is some good stuff. That concert is the balls. And if anybody misses it, huge mistake if you're a music fan. Bruiser, Bruiser Queen, that's good, they'll be at Off-Broadway, and Drunk on Sunday, playing on Sunday, over at Sister Oaks. Let's see what else we might want to discuss here. There's something that a lot of people get into Saturday night. This could be some family fun for everyone, a bonfire, all right, where basically you get a huge, giant, I don't know, big flaming mass, everybody just dances around it like heathens or whatnot, but there is a Green Center Fire Fall Festival. All right, the Green Center's Fall Fire Festival goes down Saturday night. This is going to be happening in the U City Loop. It's at the Blackberry Avenue, 8025 Blackberry Avenue in the U City Loop. It's going to go down from about 5:30 till 8:30. It's going to cost about $5 for you to partake. They're going to have some really, really cool performances going on. Not like music or anything. I'm talking like they have juggling people. They've got fire, all right? They've got people that do fire performances where they're basically, you know, throwing huge amounts of flame into the flame so it becomes an even bigger bonfire. Kids will absolutely love that stuff. So if you're interested Saturday night and you want to get nice and cozy around a fire, the Green Center's Fall Fire Festival is for you. And last but not least, did Ian get his text yet for me?
You got the one I sent him, though.
I'm sure he did, Bill. I'm sure he did. All right, Sunday, let's say you're athletic. Let's say you really, really get off on the idea of bicycling, or you consider yourself a pro cyclist, or maybe you're just an amateur and you still like to just bike ride here and there, and you also, deep down, want to give back to the community. You want to be a good guy, or a good girl, or a good androgynous, whatever it might be. There is Cranksgiving. Now, Cranksgiving happens once a year. It's Bicycle Works' annual food drive. It is a really, really cool event that goes down, happening at the Schlafly Bottle Works. That's where it kicks off. It's located in Maplewood. At 10 o'clock Sunday morning, you've got a choice. Show up with your bike. They're going to say you could go the 5-mile, the 10-mile, or the 25-mile course. What you do, you ride your bike on one of the courses that you choose, and they have grocery stores all throughout the entire course that you pick. You stop at each grocery store that you want to, pick up non-perishable food items, and then you figure out, oh, wait a minute, my destination is food outreach, where everything you picked up on your cycling route gets dropped off and donated. It is all for a very good cause, and if you want to know more, go to bworks.org. I suggest not doing it from your mobile device powered by Sprint. More than likely, it will not go to the right website.
How do you carry all those groceries on your bike?
That is the really cool challenge, my friend, because a lot of people do it, and they think, oh, how am I going to do it? They pull it off. A lot of people bike ride with like a book bag, you know, like a kid would wear or whatnot. You put that on your back, and you could put a couple of cans of stuff in there, and you've added weight to yourself, which means you're getting more of a workout, and you're helping more people out. So everybody benefits, everybody wins.
Okay.
All right, cool. That'll do it for me. I'll talk to you guys live and in studio next week, I promise.
Good.
This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
All right. He didn't send you a text message.
Somebody in his phone book maybe got a message that was very confusing to them.
Yeah, it was probably, have Dan call me, though.
Yeah.
What?
And I have Sprint, and I love Sprint, just to throw that out there.
Point, counterpoint.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oric. Oric.com, the website, 7 locations around the St. Louis area. Again, Oric.com. All right. He had a little bit of an edge today. Did you notice that?
I think he did.
Everybody was a flustered moron or mad at everybody. And,
when doesn't he have an edge?
Well, that's a little... Okay, you're right.
That's why we have him.
We have a few moments to chat. In fact, I believe Dan had something he wanted to contribute. Everybody,
that's right.
Everybody huddle up close to the radio. Here, everybody, is Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Right.
I want to congratulate the Oakville hockey team, Oakville High School hockey team. They won the Top Hat Tournament last night at Webster Groves Ice Rink.
What is the Top Hat
Tournament? The Top Hat Tournament is like a preseason tournament. They get a bunch of schools together and a bunch of the high schools, and they have this big tournament, and Oakville ended up winning the tournament last night. So they won the Top Hat Tournament.
Cool.
They get a trophy. They beat Vianney. Vianney made it to the finals, and both teams beat some pretty good high school hockey teams.
Is this all a local thing, or do they play people from other?
No, no, it's all local. Like Vianney played CBC to get into the finals and beat CBC, which is big because CBC's been good over the years. And Oakville beat SLU, St. Louis U High School, to get into the finals. And St. Louis U is always a powerhouse.
You remember one time, maybe Peon, if you remember this or not, I don't know if you went with us, we went to see Dan play in a charity hockey event. It was myself, Frank, Paul Harris. I thought you were there.
Yes, it does sound, yeah.
And they announce all the local celebrities, and then when they announce Dan Strauss, we all booed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What would good friends do otherwise?
That was the best. I remember everybody looking at our section like, what is wrong with those guys?
That was the annual Twist and Chase.
That was actually a lot of fun. Did they still do that?
No, they haven't done it.
Oh, they should do that. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
It benefited the Gateway Locomotives, which is a lot of Down syndrome kids that play hockey and stuff. They have an organization, and it's a really cool organization. And
it was a great event. It was a lot of fun.
Was the Hanson brothers there that year?
I don't know. I don't remember. All I remember is booing you, and that was a lot of fun.
That was great. That was when I gave Joel Quinville a
pass. We did it out of love, Tina.
They did. I gave.
Yeah, it was.
The Blues alumni play the media, and I got traded to the ended up getting traded to the Blues alumni year, but that year I didn't. I stayed, but Joel Quinville was on our team when he was the coach of the Blues at that time, and I gave him a really nice backhanded pass, and he scored, and he came up to me, and he goes, I'm going to bring you to practice so you can show these guys how to make a saucer backhanded pass like you threw me.
Wow. Dan Straub. Boy, he does it all.
So I went.
Did he leave the team before you got a chance to do that?
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He knew he was leaving soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I kept waiting for his call. Maybe I'll go to the Blackhawks and show them how to make a backhanded pass.
All right.
I don't know.
Was that all you had?
That's pretty much it. I have a friend that's looking for a job, but as a lot of people are looking for a job, but she's like an administrative assistant. So if anybody's looking for that, give me a call. I'll hook you up with her.
Well, I'm looking for an administrative assistant then.
You are?
No.
He just wants to be hooked up.
Yeah, I'm just hooking up. Somebody on Facebook posted this today, and I wanted to share it because I thought it was pretty funny. And it's a quote. And Peon yesterday was talking about all these different quotes. I don't know if you talked about it on the air.
I didn't, but I have a couple here.
But this was on Facebook, and I thought it was pretty funny. It said, the trouble with quotes on the internet is that it's difficult to determine whether or not they are genuine. Signed, Abraham Lincoln. That's pretty good. Do you want to share yours now?
I put these up on the Facebook wall yesterday. These are... The story was labeled the 32 wittiest comebacks of all time, and I thought some of these are good to remember and maybe use in a later date because these are really well done. One was a reporter was asking Ed Koch when he was mayor of New York. He was insisting on presenting a point about inconsistent statements that Ed Koch was making. And so Koch's quote back to him was, I can explain this to you. I can't comprehend it for you. Abraham Lincoln, when they were doing a debate with Douglas, the presidential candidate, and Douglas was calling Abraham Lincoln two-faced, and he goes, I leave it to my audience. If I had another face, do you think I would wear this one? Winston Churchill has the best ones on here. The Groucho Marx one, when he used to host You Bet Your Life. And there was a male contestant on there.
Say the shaker word, and the duck comes down. You win $1,000.
Oh,
hey!
So Groucho asked the guy, "Why so many children that you have?" And the contestant said, "Well, Groucho, I love my wife." And Groucho said, "I love my cigar, but I take it out of my mouth once in a while." let's see here. We can skip to the Winston Churchill ones were pretty good. Lady Astor asked Winston. Winston, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your coffee. And Winston Churchill said, Nancy, if you were my wife, I'd drink it.
And those are all online?
They're all on the Facebook page if you want to go see them.
All right. So let's chat with Tom real quick, and then we'll take a break and check traffic and stuff. Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
All right. Interested in the storage wars, huh? Well,
storage wars actually is
not like television. They show you all the good stuff there. But it's, you know... It's every bit somebody's life you're buying. is what it is. It's all their clothes, all their household furnishings, and all their junk.
And how do you know that? Have you bought one of these?
We've bought several of them already. We started in April where we could buy closet-sized lockers for $5 or $10. And you'd get big ones, you know, 10 by 10s. You could buy them for $100. And there was 15 people would show up. Now the TV shows have got it to where there's 200 people show up, and the $5 lockers are going for 50, and the $200 ones are going for 1,000 now.
So do you end up getting the people that go buy that stuff? They then take them to like a flea market or something, and you try and resell all that stuff, I guess.
Right, you know, the good stuff you put out on eBay. You know, you save up enough, you have a yard sale. What we do with the clothes is we take them, we wash everything, and anybody that can wear them around the house, you know, our neighborhood, we part them out. What we got left, we take to women's shelters.
That's good.
Tom, what's the best item you found in one of those things?
A gold ring. We sold for $76.
$76.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So there is gold in them lockers.
There's gold in them there lockers.
$230 for that locker, and them people moved. The dresser jars were still full of underwear, clothes, everything lined up in them. So, you know, they packed everything they had, evidently they had to move on the spot.
Huh. So, all
and
in all,
still,
all
that locker right now would go for $600 or $700.
All in all, since you've been doing this since April, are you ahead or are you behind?
We're ahead. We started out with $1,000, and we're probably at about $1,300 right now.
Okay.
And we've probably bought, I think we've bought 9 or 10 lockers, but it's a lot of work.
I was going to say, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
A 10 by 15, you know, it's a garage door size wide, 10 foot, and then 15 foot deep, that one that I was talking about with the ring in it. That locker right there took two loads with a pickup truck and an 18 foot trailer behind it to move that one.
Very many Christmas.
Wow.
So you can imagine the labor in it, because you got all the furniture, you know, and you got, and you have to clean everything out. If you don't, they won't sell you another one.
Huh. Very interesting.
It's a lot of fun. You know, there's websites out there. Auction Zip is one.
Yeah.
You could go to that, and you can find out pretty much any live auction, any storage shed auction, anything within how many miles of your zip code.
All right.
But like I said, it's not like television. You know, if people go out there, you'll see the ones buying them, and they'll buy one or two, and you'll never see them again.
All right.
Once they move one, they find out how much work it is.
All right. All right, thanks,
Tom. Good talking to you guys.
Have a good weekend. See you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
As usual, it's not like it is on television.
Well, yeah, most of the people on there have, like, consignment shops or something, so they have another business.
An avenue to sell
avenue
it all
to
right
filter
away.
All that stuff out
right,
of there, right.
All right. Before we break, real quick, don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour today, normally we do trivia. Today, our guest trivia host stepping up to the plate so that I can participate in trivia. Boy, am I, I'm actually a little nervous because if I don't get a lot of these, boy, am
skills.
I. Thankfully, they've postponed my first trivia show for next week.
Oh,
Saturday,
the first one's canceled?
Because of the Missouri football
man.
Game.
So, I thought you already had
it. It'll
first
be next
one.
Week.
You'll have like
week.
A big buildup.
Yeah.
The excitement.
Hopefully, everybody will forget
the excitement
any.
Will reach a crescendo.
Tina Dalbiez will be hosting the trivia segment today, getting ready for a big trivia night hosting responsibility that she has coming up.
That's a week
next
from
week.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the 12th. I'll talk about it when we do the trivia.
All right.
Now, they already have the tables all sold out and everything's ready to
nope,
go?
Nope, they have some tables available.
All right, so in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk about that, and Tina will be doing trivia. We'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
This traffic report is sponsored by John Bill Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Timothy?
Tina, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
All right. Now, I heard Dan telling his story, and he was talking about all the guys out there, and they booed when they announced his name, and you're like, oh, my, are you actually surprised by that?
That they would be that rude and cruel?
It's not just that group of guys. It's anybody from that show. That's all they get. I mean, you expect them to do something like that, to boo your
tear each other down.
I think it's
yeah.
mean.
Yeah.
That's,
how,
I wouldn't
yeah.
have done
that's how we show love.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
And now here's Tim Weiland. Boo!
Yeah.
We tear each other down to show our love for each other.
Right.
That's kind of what I thought. A Tina acted really surprised, and it's like, you can't expect anything less than that.
That's probably true.
Well, you know what shocked me? Paul Harris joined in on the booing.
And, you know, I was thinking the same thing, that, you know what, you guys rubbed him. You know, he's a pretty good, upstanding guy, and then he gets around you guys, and you just deteriorate.
Oh, we had to put him up to it. You will be booing.
That was fear pressure.
I would not have participated in the booing.
I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that for a minute.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure. All right. Hey, we've got a major problem out here. It's up in North County and over in Illinois. Now, this accident, it's eastbound 270, just after the Chain of Rocks Bridge. But it's a left lane in each direction that's blocked. And now, if you're traveling westbound, you're backed up approaching Highway 203. But it looks like the eastbound traffic has far... I can't even see where the end is. I could see at least to Washington Elizabeth, and it is a solid jam from Washington Elizabeth all the way to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And it looks like it's going to be a little while before they get this eastbound stuff cleared up because there's a big fuel spill, and they've got the oil dried down. Now, the downtown bridge approaches eastbound 70. That was jamming up from O'Fallon Park right about to St. Louis Avenue. Eastbound 40, that was at Jefferson. Northbound 55, at the usual spot at Park. Westbound Highway 4064, you're slow now from Kings Highway through McCausland and from Spady out through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners with Toyota, dependability comes standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis Area Toyota dealer for factory recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS. See, I would expect nothing less.
He's won more NCAA Division I basketball games than any other head coach. He is Bob Knight, the speaker for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer Dinner, Thursday, November 17th at the Ritz-Carlton in Clayton. Book your seat now at what is sure to be a sold-out event by going to stlmgac.com. And at the conclusion of the Mizzou-Niagara basketball game that same night, Sports Night with John Marisak will broadcast live from the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer Dinner, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Trish, why don't you start this?
Oh, now I get to go first? Thanks a lot. Hi, it's Trish. JC and I will be at West County Nissan Thursday, November 10th from 12 to 3 to celebrate the grand opening of their brand new facility. For JC and I, it's a chance to get the heck out of the studio, but for you, special deals on Altimas, Rogues, and Versas.
We are ready to go.
The showgram coming to you live from West County Nissan.
We're there from noon till 3.
Thursday, November 10th, a mile west of 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin.
We'll see ya.
JC Corcoran
with Trish Gazelle
on KT.
My dog does so much for me, I'll do anything I can to give back to him in return. That's why feeding him a good food with high quality nutrition is really important. But it needs to be more than good for him. He needs to be excited about it too. Come here. Good boy. That's why I trust Purina Pro Plan Shredded Blend.
Pro Plan Shredded Blend formulas are savory, high-quality mixtures of hard kibble and tender shredded pieces for exceptional taste and variety. Plus, they're made with nutritional extras, like real chicken, beef, or lamb as the number one ingredient.
I strive to do more for my dog. And with the exceptional nutrition, taste, and variety in Pro Plan Shredded Blend, I know I am.
Find the complete line of Pro Plan dry and wet formulas and snacks at your local pet specialty retailer. Tell us how you do more for your dog at domoreforpets.com.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about...
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Well, it's fall, and the moles are active in your lawn. If you have moles in your lawn, you know exactly what I mean. Stop by Schnars and pick up Tomcat Mole Killer. Tomcat Mole Killer is a bait designed to look and taste just like an earthworm, the primary food source for moles. Mmm, yummy! Careful treatment of your lawn can reduce the mole population to acceptable levels. Come to Schnars, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, and to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Football is back, and so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back, so get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Does St. Louis seem brighter? It should. Metro Lighting in Chesterfield Valley is now open. Celebrate our grand opening with savings at all locations during home decorating days going on now. Save at least 25% store-wide, including already reduced merchandise. Save on all fixtures, accessories, and more, including distinctive lighting from Thomas. Thomas Lighting offers quality and affordability for any style. And bring in a celebration bonus coupon to save an additional 10% on one item. Find it at MetroLightingCenters.com. Hurry in and save.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's Carousel of Co-Hosts co-host on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head.
This song gives me flashbacks of my day working at the elevator music station.
Like they did play it a lot.
Oh my gosh, they played about every five songs they'd play this. Ugh. All right, do we have some time to chat? 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Daylight savings time this weekend. I read this
book. No, aren't we in daylight savings time? We're in daylight savings time now.
So we changed the standard time. Yeah. I can't keep it straight.
They say it's really good for your body to change back.
All I know is spring forward and fall back, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that means I would gain my hour.
Get an extra hour of sleep.
Yes. Yeah.
I read this story earlier today about it's a 10% of the American public changes the clock the wrong direction on when
they still can't get it down.
And then I'm laughing, and then I think, well, wait a minute, let me make sure I got it right.
Spring forward.
Spring forward. And then they changed it recently, right? They made it to where it's longer.
Later. Yeah. It's earlier in the year, March and November now, instead of it used to be April and October.
Yeah. Did you not hear the news today? Former Cardinals pitcher Bob Forsch passed away. He was 61 years old, the only pitcher in St. Louis Cardinals history to throw two no-hitters. And just in town like 10 days ago.
First pitch
to
at pitch game
at seven. Game 7 of the World Series. So that's Bob Forsch. Hate to hear that. And then this is pretty interesting. And it's always in Florida. Everything weird always seems to happen in Florida. Every bizarre story almost always comes out of Florida. This was in Palm Coast, Florida. A customer at a bank, the RBC Bank in Palm Coast, Florida, Guy goes through the drive-thru. You know those deals where you go through and you have to, and they've got the little container you pull out, and it's got the little fancy deal where whoop, and it goes into the, do you like the sound effects?
Yes, that was
thank
good.
You. That was
oh,
great.
At the bank?
Yeah. Okay. That little tube.
Yeah, the tube.
Right, thank you. That was a little better. Slightly
just
better.
Just a little bit.
Slightly better. So this guy goes through there, and he's asking the woman, he's asking the teller if they sold money orders. And the teller said, no, at this particular bank, they don't do money orders. So he got really mad and really upset, and he peed inside of that little container.
And then he shot it back to
no,
the
no,
window?
No, no,
no. No, he just left it there?
He left it in there, and then the next customer that came up there took the container off of the stand and spilled it all over her. So he's in big trouble if they find him, which I don't know how they couldn't find him. Don't they have cameras all over most banks watching what's going on? So they if he gets caught, he's a second-degree misdemeanor charge for peeing inside the deal at the drive-thru.
The tube?
Gross. Let's talk to Steve. Hi, Steve. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I'm AM and the PM.
All right. Hallelujah.
I told you once before I told you who the Sam Elliott line was from.
Okay.
You was doing the comeback lines a while ago.
Sure.
I was wondering if anybody ever listened to the one that President Reagan gave the media. It was either Sam Donaldson or Dan Rather.
I don't remember.
Is this a trivia question, or do you know the answer?
No, it's there. I mean, it was on national TV. I was watching it.
So what was the comeback?
Well, Sam Donaldson or Dan Rather, either one of them asked President Reagan, do you think maybe you might be responsible for our debt in America? And President Reagan kind of, yeah, I used to be a Democrat.
Oh, wow. Man.
Was he the one that said, I won't let your, he was debating, who did he run against the second time? He beat him in like a landslide. He won like 49 states against
Mondale.
Mondale, wasn't he? Didn't he say something about his youth and inexperience? Wasn't that also a Reagan thing?
I ain't sure about that. But.
Yeah, I think he was debating somebody and saying that Reagan was too old to be running for president. Reagan's reply was, "Well, I wouldn't let your youth and inexperience keep you." There's something about that. I'm sorry,
it was funny because. The one that was asking him, he's nationally known, he just kind of dropped his mic and turned around and walked off. So he just delegated him.
All right. That's good. Thank you, Steve.
Yep.
All right. See you later. I think he had called into the trivia show is what he meant about. We were talking about the World Series just a few moments ago and Bob Forsch, and I forgot to mention this on Monday, and I went out and I got just a couple of World Series things. I take that back. I didn't buy any World Series things. I found some National League division title stuff, like half off, because they've already got it half off now. And what's the World Series stuff? You watch in a couple weeks, all that stuff that everybody rushed out to buy, $25, $30 a T-shirt. It's all going to be like, $12 next week. But weren't you stunned at how fast they got all of those things
out at the
store?
Yeah, they even have those Purvis cups, those insulated ones. They have those already out.
But I mean, I'm talking about like the next day.
Well, I guarantee you there were tens of thousands of Texas Rangers World Series champions.
And where do all
sure,
of those go?
They send them to third world countries.
So the no.
Yes. So they
really?
Yes, because I've seen pictures online before. It the biggest blunder was the year that the New England Patriots were almost going to have a perfect season. They almost made it all the way through. And it was like 21, they won all through to the Super Bowl, and then they ended up losing to the Giants. So So you'd see, in some third world country, it was the 21-0 perfect season, New England. All that stuff has to be shipped out of the country.
So nobody can see it. Well, I just was amazed that, I walked into the grocery store, and right there on the, right when you walked in, they had a little display case, and they had, it was like a Sports Illustrated thing. I mean, it was like they had just won the World Series like 8 hours ago, and I'm at the store, and
both sides are printed already.
And
they have both teams ready to go.
That's incredible.
The seventh game, when we walked out of the stadium, and you were at the seventh game, if you would have walked out on, what is that street? Is that Clark Street behind the stadium where Ballpark Village is?
Yeah.
There was a big tent set up, and they already had St. Louis Cardinals Worlds. They had the World Series T-shirts they were selling. They were selling the hats. They were selling all the stuff.
That's amazing. I can't believe all that. That. Right, I can't believe all that stuff goes to waste. I mean,
they have to destroy it.
I guess
or
you have to be
up,
ready
yeah.
to go. You have to be ready to go. To have, I mean, you know, yeah, like you say, you have. They have all the hats and shirts ready, and they're sure. running on the field with them, and so they're all done. And I did see this was kind of funny. They a television station down in Texas, somewhere in I guess it was Houston, Dallas, and they. Well, no, they're in Arlington, right? What's the next major city next to Arlington?
I'm not sure.
Whatever it was, their main news channel there, and there was a Fox station, and they have these. You know, a lot of stations will do the text alerts. You know, what the news is. Whatever. And so they actually went ahead and sent out the text that said, Texas Rangers beat the Cardinals in Game 6 of the World Series. I guess somebody thought, oh, well, one strike away. Let's be the first news station to break this story. And they had to retract it. Pretty funny. Let's talk to Bill real quick here. Hi, Bill.
Hey, yeah, I was just calling in to say that my son used to work for a not-to-be-disclosed sporting goods store in St. Louis. And when before we got the Rams, we were almost going to be the St. Louis Panthers.
No, the Stallions.
Oh, the Stallions. That's
right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he still has today a hat that says
St.
the
Louis
Stallions. Yeah. They were supposed to take them all and send them to Brazil or somewhere, but
he snuck
he still
one
has
out.
That. Yeah. Kind of fun.
The purple Stallions.
And the
all right. Hey, thank you, Bill.
The purple Stallions.
Now, would that? I mean, is that worth anything? If you stumble on this, I mean,
oh, there can't be a whole lot of them.
Yeah, that's
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. All right, so we need a break here and do traffic.
Sure.
All right. Hopefully, he'll do traffic since we boot him a little while ago. We'll take a break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lynn Airport traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Yay!
Of course I'll do traffic. I feel honored. Hey, we've got that major problem. It's on Highway 270 over in Illinois. It's midway between the Chain of Rocks Bridge and the Canal Bridge. Both left lane in each direction is blocked. If you're traveling westbound, you're backed up approaching 203. Eastbound 270, you're slow a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant, then from Washington Elizabeth all the way out over the Chain of Rocks Bridge to where this accident is. So be patient, folks. It's going to be a while. There's a fuel spill there from a tractor trailer, and it's going to be a while before they get that cleared up. We just looked at westbound Highway 70. A little bit slow between Zumbel and Cave Springs, and then it becomes stop-and-go traffic to T.R. Hughes. The downtown bridge approaches eastbound 40 is at Jefferson. Eastbound 70, that's running slow between O'Fallon Park and St. Louis Avenue. Southbound 270, stop-and-go from Page through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Plus, ask about their $50 cash back offer. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Way to go, Tim!
KTRS will hit your mobile device with alerts, including reminders just prior to our pregame coverage, and we can send you the final score, too. Text MIZZOU to 84126. Message and data rates apply.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries a larger selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, now specializing in titanium repairs.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, rootless to the ground. Call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Don't miss Kohl's Power Shopping Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get a head start on the holidays with Kohl's most powerful prices throughout the store. Kohl's, expect great things.
Some prefer cremation, and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
There's only really one animal that sort of freaks me out, and it's a snake. I hate snakes. Snakes completely freak me out. I want nothing to do with snakes. What?
It's a reptile, right?
A reptile, yeah.
So you wouldn't let, like, somebody, you wouldn't put one around your neck or anything?
No.
Somebody do that?
No.
Really? Even for a lot of money?
Well, how much money are we talking?
Say $500?
Are you saying I could be bought for $500? Is that what I'm trying to say?
Okay, if someone had a snake and said, I'll give you $500.
I suppose it would be. I suppose it's different if it's a. And I don't know that you can really train a snake.
But like,
if
say
it's somebody at the zoo or something.
They're not going to put a poisonous one.
Right.
On
that would
our
be
trip
a little different.
Last year, we all went to a zoo together, and they had, at a certain point, you could put the snake around your shoulders. Would you have done that, you think?
Maybe.
Hey. I did not.
But just like encountering a snake in the wild or whatever, I mean, I'd be completely freaked out.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of it.
Well, a Burmese python, listen to this, down again, always in Florida. This is in the Everglades National Park in Florida. A Burmese python, and they discovered this. They were doing something in the woods, and they found him in the woods, down in the park. A Burmese python, just under 16 feet long, ate an entire a deer that was 76 pounds.
Oh. Wow.
They discovered that the python had ate this thing, 76-pound deer inside. Can you imagine? That's unfriggin' believable. Disgusting. And by the way, don't you guys... Don't be hiding any like fake snakes in the studio. I know how this
we
crew,
won't even think about doing
I know
that
how
now,
this
Bill.
Crew works. Every time
go
I come
to the
in here now,
with me, Bill.
I'm gonna be on the lookout. Coming up after 5:00.